Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It's crazy, right? Like, we see these hip-hop stars living these larger-than-life lifestyles, mansions, cars, the whole nine yards, and we equate that with success. But then you peel back the layers and find these child support battles, and it really makes you question the whole picture. Take Sean Diddy Combs, for instance.
Yeah, Diddy, he's definitely someone who embodies that whole image of hip-hop opulence.
Exactly. And these sources you found about his child support issues, specifically with Misa Hylton, the mother of his son, Justin, it's fascinating stuff.
Well, what's really interesting here is this whole thing about public image versus private reality. You know, we see the glitz and the glam, but these legal battles, they offer a glimpse into a different side of the story.
Totally. It's like this peek behind the curtain. So to really unpack this, we need to rewind a bit back to the early 90s hip-hop scene.
Oh, for sure. Crucial era.
Diddy's coming up in the world, making a name for himself. And Misa Hylton, she's a rising star in her own right.
And let's not forget, she was a powerhouse stylist. This wasn't just a case of, oh, she's dating a rapper. She was shaping the image of hip-hop fashion, working with the likes of Lil' Kim, Mary J. Blige.
Oh, absolutely. She was a driving force defining an entire aesthetic.
Exactly.
Which makes these child support battles even more intriguing. So they have their son, Justin, in 93. And from what I'm gathering, the early years of co-parenting were relatively drama-free.
Yeah, at least on the surface. And that's important to remember because it wasn't like there was this contentious dynamic from the get-go.
Right. And then, boom, Diddy's career explodes. He's everywhere. This massive success, mansions, parties, the whole shebang.
Living the high life, for sure.
And yet, these sources indicate that his child support payments were set at $5,000 a month. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket compared to his lifestyle.
And that's where things get really interesting, both legally and ethically. Even if Misa was making bank on her own, which, let's be real, she probably was, $5,000 in comparison to Diddy's lifestyle and what it probably cost to raise a child in that world, it raises eyebrows.
No doubt, because it's not just about basic needs at that point. It's about maintaining a certain standard of living.
Exactly. And you have to wonder, how is child support even determined in situations like this with these astronomical incomes?
Right. Like, what's the formula there? It's uncharted territory for most people. And this all leads to 2005, when Misa takes legal action, filing for increased child support.
That's the turning point right there. When this private matter suddenly becomes public record and the whole power dynamic of wealth and influence comes into play.
So now it's getting real, right? We're talking courtrooms, legal documents, the whole legal showdown. And these excerpts you shared, they really give us a front row seat to all the drama.
Oh, absolutely. It's like something out of a movie.
Misa's argument, it wasn't just about, oh, my son deserves a taste of the good life. It was about maintaining a certain standard, one that aligned with Diddy's lifestyle, which, let's be honest, was on another level. Private school tuition, for example, that became a big sticking point.
And that's a perfect example of how these cases, they're in a whole different league compared to your average child support dispute.
Totally. The stakes are higher.
Because when you're talking about someone with Diddy's kind of wealth, the whole concept of reasonable expenses, it takes on a whole new meaning.
Oh, yeah. The lines get blurry.
Right. Like, what's considered a necessity when you're talking about a multimillionaire versus, you know, an average family? Misa's lawyers, they argued that keeping things consistent for Justin, like his private education, it was crucial for his well-being, his future.
Which makes sense, you know? You can't exactly go from having a personal chef to packing your own lunch overnight.
Exactly. It's about maintaining a certain environment.
But it's interesting because these excerpts you found, they mentioned Diddy's legal team pushing back on all of this.
Well, they definitely pushed back. There's this one quote from a court filing that really stood out to me. It said, "The petitioner," that's Misa, "seeks to establish a standard of living for the child that is not reasonably related to the lifestyle enjoyed prior to the party separation." Basically, they were saying that maintaining such a high standard of living, it wasn't necessary.
Wow. Talk about a power move. It's like they were scrutinizing every single expense.
That's exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
And honestly, this tactic, it's pretty common in these high net worth court cases.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They challenge every little thing, question the need for everything, and it drags the whole process out, makes it super expensive, which can be incredibly draining for the other party. It's all about leverage, using their financial power to wear the other side down.
So it becomes less about what's best for the child and more about what they can get away with in court.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's often the case. And the thing is, this wasn't an isolated incident for Diddy. He's been involved in other child support battles that followed a similar pattern.
You're talking about Sarah Chapman, right? The mother of his daughter, Chance.
Exactly. Back in 2007, she filed for increased child support for their daughter. And once again, we see Diddy resisting those requests, even though his wealth had only grown since the whole Misa situation.
It's like there's this disconnect, you know, like on one hand, you have this self-made mogul, the epitome of success, but then there's this other side, this resistance to adequately provide for his own children.
And what's even more eye-opening is that we're only scratching the surface here. Diddy has other children from other relationships, which adds another layer of complexity to all of this.
It makes you wonder, why is this such a recurring theme in his life? Like, what message does that send, not just to his kids, but to the public who idolizes him?
That's a valid question.
Yeah.
And it really makes you think about the whole notion of success, doesn't it? Like, is it purely about wealth and status? Or is there more to it than that?
It's almost like we're looking at two different Diddy's, you know? The Diddy we see on MTV, all about the Benjamins, and then this other Diddy, the one in the courtroom, battling over child support.
Really makes you think twice about how we define success, doesn't it? Is it just about the money, the fame? Or is there a moral obligation that comes with all of that?
Especially when you consider how much he talks about family, about being a provider, a role model. It's hard to reconcile that image with these legal battles.
And here's the thing. Diddy's story isn't unique. It actually shines a light on a much bigger issue. The ultra wealthy, they often play by a different set of rules. They can use their money to navigate the legal system in ways that most people can't.
So how do we make sense of it all? I mean, on one hand, you have this self-made entrepreneur, came from nothing, achieved the American dream, which is inspiring. But then you see this other side, this pattern of behavior that's hard to ignore.
It's about understanding the nuances, right? Not condoning or condemning, but acknowledging that success, especially at that level, often comes with a lot of baggage.
It definitely makes you think twice about the people we put on pedestals, you know? Makes you want to look past the carefully crafted image and see the whole picture.
Maybe even more importantly, it makes us examine our own values. What do we really value? Is it just about wealth and status? Or are there other things that matter more, like integrity and taking care of your responsibilities?
So I gotta ask, knowing all of this, these legal battles, the contradictions, does it change how you see Diddy?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And honestly, it's not for me to say. But maybe, just maybe, this deep dive has given you a new perspective, a new lens through which to view not just Diddy, but other powerful figures who often seem untouchable.
No doubt. It's been a wild ride, that's for sure. More questions than answers, which, let's face it, is what we live for here at The Deep Dive. We're not here to tell you what to think, but to give you the information, the different sides of the story, so you can make up your own mind. So until next time, keep asking those tough questions and never be afraid to dig a little deeper.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool, but financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.